Fifth parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing the halachas of what things animals can or cannot be wearing or have connected to them on Shabbos. As we mentioned before, the general rule is that if something that's not necessary for the benefit of the animal is considered a load, and it is also for him to carry a load on Shabbos. So what are these things that are considered a load? A camel should not go out with some type of rope or that they would tie on their tail. It was just some type of simon, which wasn't really necessary to watch over them, and therefore it was considered carrying. V'loy okrut v'loy rogel. They shouldn't have their legs tied together. Okrut means that they tie the front leg with the back leg together, and rogel means that they bend the front leg over itself and they tie it together that way. These are ways of, shouldn't run away, but you shouldn't do that if it's still going to be able to move around a little bit. On Shabbos, because when it does move around, it's going to be considered carrying this rope. The chayim shakol behemoth lo yipsha. The chayim shakol behemoth, also all other animals, also you should not tie them in this fashion. Of course, once again, the rope is not considered something which is for the benefit of the animal, and it's considered that the animal will be carrying it as it moves around. Lo yipsha gemal mzev zev yimshach. Should not tie a whole bunch of gemal together and drag them. One person drags a whole knotted bunch of ropes. This is not because of Isser carrying, because you're allowed to leave them by the rope. But since they're all tied together, it looks like you're going to sell them in the shuk. That's Marasayim. So he takes a bunch of the ropes together that are not tied together and just holds them simultaneously in his hand. That is permitted, as long as people see that it's sticking out of his hand and doesn't look like he's just carrying the ropes. So you see that he's pulling the animals. This Vivashi Yichrach is not talking about Hechel Shabbos, but Hechel Shafnis. And he says that if some of the ropes are wool, some of them are made out of flax, so you should be careful not to wrap one around the other, because if you wrap one around the other, it's also a form of Kilayim, a form of Shafnis, and Mela, while he's holding it and warms up his hands, he's having pleasure from the Kilayim. Clear for that itself.